The killer left a note. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the wake of the mass shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia that left at least six people dead, authorities discovering a note on the gunman's cell phone. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
In his note, he mentioned specific co-workers by name, but witnesses say during the shooting, no one person was targeted. After blaming Satan and his parents for his behavior, the gunman ended his note with, quote, "May God forgive me for what I'm going to do." Officials publicly identified the youngest victim in the attack, 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barron. The Walmart remains closed, no reopening date scheduled, and the company says it continues to offer resources to those impacted.
The gunman identified as 31-year-old Andre Bing. Chesapeake will hold a vigil for the victims on Monday. And in Lumberton, North Carolina, one person was shot at a Walmart there Friday morning. Authorities still searching for the shooter, who was shown on surveillance footage fleeing the store as it was being evacuated. Millions of shoppers searching for deals during the Thanksgiving holiday. Fox's Garrett Tenney is in Chicago with more.
Retail spending overall is expected to go up from last year, and not from folks buying more for the holidays, though, but from the higher prices caused by inflation. So folks are spending more and coming home with less. The good news is that major retailers have a lot of excess inventory they are trying to get rid of. A lot of sales have been going on for weeks.
The National Retail Federation says the number of holiday shoppers from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday will be close to 166 million. President Biden celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday in Nantucket. On Friday, he attended the town's annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Friday marking 1 month until Christmas. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The World Cup match between the U.S. and England ends in a draw. Fox's Alex Hogan has highlights from Doha, Qatar.
A nail-biting game to the end. In 90 minutes plus overtime, neither the U.S. or England managed to score a goal in match two of the World Cup. While U.S. fans celebrated the underdog team managing to hold out the favored Europeans, it was hardly the performance expected. England crushed Iran 6-2 in game one. Adding to the drama of this World Cup, this means the U.S. will need to beat Iran on Tuesday to stay alive in this group round.
England's fans booed loudly when the match ended, while American fans cheered. A surge in COVID cases in one area of the country causing concern among local officials. Fox's Steve Harrigan with that story.
Not requiring, not a mask mandate, but strongly encouraging people to wear masks again in Los Angeles County. And the move comes after a significant increase in local COVID infections in the area, up more than 50% since the start of November. And it's not just COVID the nation is dealing with, it's also the flu and RSV. So many medical professionals are saying for certain groups of people, it may be time to put the face mask back on. This month, the Department of Health and Human Services commissioned a report that made that very recommendation, that people should wear masks again in public places. But keep clear, this is not a call for a mandate.
Arrests made in the fatal shooting of a boy in Chicago.
Akeem Briscoe, 7 years old, was washing his hands in the bathroom of his family's home on Chicago's West Side when he was hit in the abdomen by a stray bullet fired through a window. He died at a hospital. That was a month ago, and now three people have been arrested. Police say they were part of a group that shot at another group in a car in an alley outside the home. Shell casings were found there, and investigators went through private video captured in the area that night.
That's Fox's Chris Foster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.